Jeep revives small pickup dreams. Jeep first introduced the Comanche in 1986, built on the Cherokee's platform. The compact truck quickly found fans thanks to its impressive cargo capacity and the beloved 4.0-liter inline-six engine. Sales peaked in 1988 at 43,718 units, but numbers soon trailed off, and the truck was discontinued after the 1992 model year. The discontinuation of the Comanche can be attributed to a combination of factors, including increased competition from other mainstream automakers. However, it's easy to argue that maybe now is the time for Jeep to reconsider reviving the nameplate. Ford's class-leading Maverick has proven that there is a big market for small pickups in 2026. The Blue Oval managed to shift 131,142 units in 2024, 155,051 in 2025, with this year's figures already looking promising. The success of the Maverick has created a ripple effect in the industry, with other automakers taking notice and launching their own compact truck offerings. Slate Auto's 150,000 deposits secured for its upcoming compact truck is another signifier that Jeep should reawaken the Comanche. Jeep has certainly made a name for itself in the adventure and off-road segments. The Wrangler is the go-to adventure tool, and the Grand Cherokee continues to boast impressive sales, too. However, failure to act has hurt the American automaker in the past, and not jumping on a compact truck now could be history repeating itself. The Gladiator, introduced in 2019, is another example of Jeep's missed opportunity. By the time it was launched, a number of other mainstream automakers had already established models in the segment, making it challenging for buyers to switch allegiance. Ford has already established itself as an industry leader with the Maverick, and Slate Auto is poised to make a significant dent in the segment. Hyundai's Santa Cruz is another notable example of a small crossover SUV that found success despite not being traditionally connected with trucks. Jeep's loyal fanbase would no doubt enjoy such an offering, but will it find the courage to jump early or miss the bandwagon again? The market is hardly saturated, and now is a good time for Jeep to reconsider reviving the Comanche.